with the U.S. Democratic lawmakers say President Donald Trump could face impeachment and imprisonment over possible campaign finance violations. Trump is suspected of instructing six-figure payments to an adult film star and a former Playboy model during the campaign to keep quiet about affairs. Federal prosecutors have sought prison time for longtime Trump fixer Michael Cohen. Cohen is accused of paying hush money at Trump's behest, evading taxes, and lying to Congress about a proposed Trump Organization building in Moscow. Trump could face impeachment if the payments are proven to be felony campaign finance violations. Under U.S. law, campaign contributions, defined as things of value given to campaign to influence an election, must be disclosed. To discuss that more, we're joined by Frank Emspach, Executive Director with the Workers' Independence News. Thank you very much, Mr. Emspach, for joining us. If you could please shed more light on the different aspects of this new development. How serious is the impeachment threat for President Donald Trump?
I don't think that the impeachment threat is serious because it would require the Republican Senate to completely abandon President Trump and vote for to convict him. The House can raise the issue, but the Senate in the United States has to actually vote for conviction. And since the Republicans control the Senate, I think that that is extraordinarily unlikely. That does not mean that there were no violations of campaign financing or other issues, but it does mean that the practicality of winning an impeachment vote, it seems to me, are very small. And the reason is that the Republican Party in the Senate so far has stood with President Trump on every major issue.
Now, Mr. Emspach, how much of this do you believe to be as politically motivated, and how much of it is really some kind of violation of the law?
Well, I can't possibly comment on political motivation. The investigating committee, Mueller's committee, Mr. Mueller is a Republican, and it was he was appointed by Republicans, and many of the staff are Republicans. So I don't think in that regard the investigation is politically motivated. I think that it has gone bit by bit, and most of the stuff that has been uncovered so far deal with campaign violations, deal with dealing with a foreign power without disclosing it while the campaign was in progress. And none of that points specifically to President Trump doing that, but to many of his aides and colleagues. And the issue, of course, is did he know? I think that's a very, very difficult thing to prove. That does not mean, however, that the aides did not violate campaign finance or regulations. So the aides can well be guilty, but that does not necessarily mean that President Trump gets impeached.
And Mr. Emspach, how is all of this in any way related to Robert Mueller's investigation of the alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election? Does it have anything to do with that?
Well, that was the initial charge of the committee, to investigate all aspects of the campaign and to ascertain if there was meddling from any foreign power. The word meddling is a very broad word, so it's not clear exactly where that goes. But once they started that and began asking each of the staff members and key people, were they in touch with the Russians? Where was money coming from? What were they doing? Other matters became uncovered, including this issue of the hush money to the two women, or several women, I guess it's two that they've identified, and then some of the aides lying about those issues. And the indictments so far have gone to what the aides and campaign people lied about, to the FBI, to Congress, or to other people under oath. All of those are violations of law, but do not say that Trump colluded, which is his point. He says, there's no evidence against me for that. And so far, what has been uncovered are all kinds of dealings, many of which are shady, some of which have now been decided to be illegal, okay? And those people will be sentenced or go to jail or whatever. That's happening. How closely it connects to the Russians is another question. And so far, the discussion has mostly been on finances. Was President Trump trying to negotiate, or was his organization trying to negotiate, or his company trying to negotiate to get real estate in Moscow? That's the discussion so far. And we'll see what happens with that. None of this makes President Trump look good. But so far, nobody in the Republican Senate has indicated that they are willing to go any place near voting for impeachment should that come before them.
Thank you very much, Dr. Frank M. Spack, Executive Director with the Workers' Independent News.